This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh, cometh, cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. A lot of you probably heard of an organization that's sort of a watchdog that actually, you know, that is just about, you know, they're just looking for honesty. It's not about conservatism. It's not about the left. They're just looking for the truth. And the guy at this organization, and that is the Media Research Center. A lot of you have heard of Brent Bozell, but I think he's just a pretty boy. So instead, when I'm looking for some Media Research Center truth, I always look for one guy and one guy only, and that's Dan Gaynor, who joins us again. It's been a while.
Well, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Yes, my boss, he is attractive on television and such. He actually does know things, too.
He's not just another pretty face, huh?
Oh, what's that line from Game of Thrones? He drinks and he knows things.
Right.
I think I would object to that characterization.
So normally when you guys are out there, you look at things like what the percentage of good press is for Trump versus what the percentage of bad press is. What in this Kavanaugh circus that we had going on here, how did that work out? Did that just throw everything out but the kitchen sink as far as derogatory versus favorable?
Well, with the media coverage of Trump has been so bad going back into the campaign that it started out, I think it was like, you know, 88 or 89 during the campaign, and it's gone steadily up. Gorsuch was, I think, to this day, one of the few really shining lights in media coverage, because Trump got a fair amount of media coverage that was positive about that. So that era was, you know, 88 or 89. Then we're now all the way up to 92. So for people who do math, when you keep expanding your sample size, generally speaking, it gets harder and harder for your percentage to grow, because you've got so much. The only way for that sample size to skew your results that bad, it has to be overwhelmingly negative. That means it has to be a lot more than 91% just to drive it up to 92. And of course it did. The Kavanaugh coverage is so astonishingly bad, so recklessly irresponsible, so incompetent, so liberal, so agenda-filled that, I mean, genuinely, you could have the Democratic Party programming these networks, which essentially you do, by the way, with people like, you know, some of the top people you have on these networks, just to work for these outlets, work for these organizations. But you could have the Democratic Party programming it would probably be better. I mean, you know, you could have the head of the DNC. You could take, you know, Bernie Sanders, who was almost a Democratic candidate. Maybe even Hillary Clinton. You could say, hey, you get to program the news now on a major network, and it would probably be closer to fair than the way it is now.
Yeah, probably would. I'm noticing now that they're not even trying to telegraph anything anymore, neither the press nor the Democrats. And but the astonishing thing for me is that on the one hand, you got what's going on with Ellison, which is, you know, they're actually investigating it. There's actually law enforcement involved in this. And with Kavanaugh, that was just a foregone conclusion. Yes, he did it. You know, we don't have any proof of it, but we believe it.
Well, the media, and so much of this is driven by people. Now, there's an expression in Washington we like to use, people or policy. Well, that doesn't just count for the political parties. It counts for journalists, too. And so if people are policy, that means who you hire matters. And if you hire a bunch of young liberals, particularly young liberal women, who are all about the Me Too agenda and all pushing a liberal, feminist agenda, well, then, of course, when a woman accuses a guy of something, they're going to immediately take his side. And so that ripples through the coverage a lot. And then, look, there's some wonderful people covering this legitimately from the right. So it's not a gender thing. It's a gender thing. That what you end up with is if you've got politicized reporters of either gender, because yes, either, you're going to end up with a politicized result. And there's been some atrocious stuff that's come out from the Me Too movement. It really is, from ABC, CBS, NBC. I mean, just appalling things. And then from Hollywood. So I understand there's reason for women to be concerned. They should be. They should be up in arms about how some of these media outlets have treated them. But that doesn't mean that you must, to use the phrase, believe all women. It's astonishing. Here we have a system, a legal system in this country where you're innocent until proven guilty. Yet we've got people going out there, journalists even, saying, believe all women. And so that generates a certain amount of garbage news. And then probably there are three heroes on the right, or actually four heroes on the right, how this was all handled and how Kavanaugh got approved. And I would say even the major media were willing to say Donald Trump, but this was his win. The GOP would have backed off if it meant for Donald Trump. Lindsey Graham and his famous, where he really held the line, I think he really altered the equation in the Senate. So that's two. Susan Collins, clearly with her vote, she herself out there. And then, but the one that nobody wants to talk about, that some people in the press have mentioned, is Michael Avenatti. Because the creepy porn lawyer had incredible influence here, because the press, especially CNN just did appalling amount of news coverage for the creepy porn lawyer and his porn star client, Stormy Daniels. So they were willing to put that out there endlessly. Well, what they did, they credentialed the guy. Instead of saying, you've got a porn star client, and maybe she's just out to make a buck, and we're not going to say that. We're going to give her tons of attention because she's attacking Trump, even though, in fact, I think CNN has now done two penis stories about Trump based on the Stormy Daniels book. So, of course, outlandishly stupid news coverage. Then Michael Avenatti comes out and says, I've got a client who's got credible claims. Credible, by the way, was a word that was thrown around more than Kavanaugh's name almost. It was astonishing. So we're going to bring the creepy porn lawyer in, and he's going to have a client allegedly trying to link Kavanaugh to gang rapes. Well, that was seen as, so this was now the third allegation. The second allegation, I think very few people believed. By the time we get to the third allegation, it was like watching a professional wrestling match where you got one guy laying on the canvas and just, people coming up, out of the stands practically jumping up and landing on it. And that's what was going on.
Right.
And so what the left and the media did is they sabotaged their own case, the case that they were desperately trying to make to take down Kavanaugh. They destroyed because they went too far. And, now you look at the polling. The polling, it's who...
Hold on. Let me get you to hold on to the polling, because I want to hear about the polling. We're about to run. We're coming up on the break.
To a hard break, and we're going to get paid people.
After we get back from the hard break. Media Research Center, that's they have all manner of things there, both poking fun at the news media and exposing them for the liars that most of them are. It is a good time going to MRC. Is it MRC.org?
It should be Newsbusters.org.
Newsbusters.org. There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear, segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Oh, yeah. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Gaynor from the Media Research Center. You were about to get into the polls, which the polls are one of my favorite things to talk about. What do you think of the polls?
Well, I think the Democrats put themselves in a difficult position, and the media helped them. You look at, I mean, a lot of this is just feels. How do people feel? Well, people felt, when all was said and done, that the vast majority of Republicans and a good chunk of independents and even a decent chunk of Democrats thought that Kavanaugh had been hosed, that he had been mistreated. And that's important. The people who were okay with that among independents dropped 28% during the time of the hearing. 28%. That's, I mean, you would almost have to, you know, be caught, I don't know, you know, literally stealing candy from children on video to have that bad a result. And I mean, that's, this played out badly for Democrats because the more they look mobby, and I use the term, I credit to my friend Matt Lewis over Daily Beast, mobby, where, you know, where they show up and they bang on Supreme Court doors, and when they climb on statues and they harass people in public and they try to break into offices and they you know, scream and yell and act like complete idiots. Well, when you layer that on to the fact that liberals have tried to assassinate Trump, they tried to attack Trump, they've on two different occasions, they've tried to assassinate a large group of Republican congressmen and seriously wounded another. A liberal neighbor of Senator Rand Paul put him in the hospital. His wife now sleeps near a gun. You know, the Congress people getting tons of threats. One of the congressmen, his wife got sent a video of someone being decapitated.
Yep.
So when you layer that on with all these crazy attacks, people, I think ordinary Americans look at this and see, and this is very scary. Then you look and they say, wait a second. You know, Americans are fair people. And if, you know, Blasey Ford had come out and said, oh, I've got these two witnesses. And the two witnesses come forward and say, yes, we're reluctant to talk about this, but she's telling the truth. Brett Kavanaugh would not be on the Supreme Court right now. There's not a question in my mind that's the case. Americans wanted him to be treated fairly, though we on the right and in the middle and some on the left still believe that you're innocent until proven guilty. The press does no longer believe that because it's all about feels and victory, and the left entirely doesn't believe that. You know, the extreme left doesn't. And so they are furious, and the angrier they get from all this is going to drive a wedge through America like we haven't seen, I mean, at least since the 60s. I'm not willing to say since the 1860s, but let's go to the 1960s. I saw that personally. And the press make it worse. Social media makes it worse. And that's something we've got to come to terms with. You know, the nation is very divided right now, and you know, it's anybody's guess what happened this election.
One of the things I look at is when I see a lot of money being thrown into it, and there's a lot of Democrats throwing money into it, and I've seen many instances where they throw a lot of money into these things, and all money buys is advertising, right? That's all it really buys. I mean, in Colorado, when a bunch of grassroots people went there to recall those Colorado state senators, they were being outspent $22-1, but they were just being, you know, it was just ad buys, where they were going around knocking door to door and telling everybody what was going on. And I
generally agree with that statement, but things have become more sophisticated where that money is now getting dumped into social media, where people are seeing people that they trust promoting them. And so it's a much more of a grassroots effort or even just an AstroTurf effort, the appearance of grassroots. But it still has some impact. I don't know. There's tons of money out there in this election. One of the great examples is Ted Cruz. Oh, he's a conservative in Texas who wants to see his opponent win. But Ted, ran afoul of Trump during the campaign, and they had some bad blood, and I think for a while some of the Trump supporters were a little reluctant to sign on with him. And it looks from everything you see in the media now like that might be changing. I think the American media, and the Democrats, and oddly enough, Michael Avenatti again, did more to unify the Republican Party and the right, which are not the same thing,
right,
than anything we've seen since Trump announced his candidacy. All the establishment conservatives, the traditional Republicans from even George W. Bush were behind Kavanaugh. That was the beauty of the Kavanaugh pick. It was a unifying pick. And when people saw what the left and the media were willing to do to him to get victory, they just lost it. When you can get Jonah Goldberg, Breitbart, George W. Bush, and Donald Trump all on the same page, you might as well just have a peace commission to while you're at it. But, oh, hey, we're also going to end war in the Middle East, because if we can do this, we can do anything.
It's one of those Yamamoto moments where they say, "We fear we've woken the sleeping giant."
Yeah, they did it right before the election. So their whole strategy, the last whole strategy was, let's motivate our people going into the election. We don't think we're really going to be able to stop Brett Kavanaugh, but maybe we can. But what they did, they were so despicable about what they did, what they did is turn around and took the right, which was singularly unmotivated, because, a lot of conservatives are not happy with Trump, and a lot of Trump people are not happy with the GOP on the Hill. And a lot of people just said, oh, the hell with the pox of both houses, we're done. And now suddenly, like, oh, my God, look what they're doing. We got to vote. That's just, the left may still get the House. They may even still get the Senate, although I really doubt that one. But, talk about self. It's self-immolating. Oh, my God.
We're about to run out of time. I want to. Dan called me right before showtime and said, "What do you want, man?" And talked him into coming on the show. Thank you for coming in. I'll catch you another time when you're not so wore out.
You can count on it, man. Thanks. hopefully we'll things will be peaceful and calm in Washington like they've been the last 2 weeks.
We'll see. Dan Gaynor, Media Research Center. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com. Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News.
Now, how ridiculous. We're the only country in the world where a person comes in, has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen of the United States for 85 years with all of those benefits. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it has to end.
President Trump, in an exclusive interview with the political website Axios, the president talking about signing an executive order to end birthright citizenship. President Trump and the First Lady were in Pittsburgh today to honor the victims of Saturday's shooting at the Tree Life Synagogue. Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner joined the president. Rabbi Jeremy Weisblatt did have one request of the president visiting Pittsburgh.
He is our president, and if he chooses to come here to be with us, I would hope as Rabbi Myers that he would be willing to engage in a conversation.
The Dow ended today up 431 points to close the day at 24,874. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Very shortly, I'll be picking up the shotgun. And when I do, I'm going to film it for you, and then you can see it all. And this is going to be epic. Boyd's gun stocks, check them out. This confirmation battle, which, if you were not shocked by what you were seeing, then maybe you weren't paying attention to it. And I get that. I get that. I get really tired of everything being politicized. I get tired of music being politicized, sports being politicized. Is there nowhere we can go where something we don't have to hear about who they support or something like that? But this whole Kavanaugh thing shocked me, especially with Gorsuch. Gorsuch, I thought was going to be a wild ride, nothing compared to Kavanaugh. But it exemplifies the current social and political civil war caused by these leftists who have taken over the Democratic Party. And their problem is this. They're outraged that the rest of us do not share and follow what they believe. Their rage has its roots because for a very long time they've been using the federal court to achieve a desired political result instead of the constitutional legislative process, like abortion decisions, starting with Roe versus Wade. The leftists, led by Teddy Kennedy, viciously attacked Judge Robert Bork in 1987 to keep him off the Supreme Court. They tried to do it again with Justice Clarence Thomas, but Thomas and the Republicans were better prepared. I doubt that any rational person believed the outrageous charges by Kennedy against Judge Bork that his confirmation would lead to outlawing all abortions, illegal searches of homes, prohibition of teaching of evolution, resegregation, and elimination of civil rights. Kennedy and Biden and the rest of the Dems used abortion to attack Bork. But he also wanted revenge, Kennedy did, because Bork, as Solicitor General, carried out Nixon's order to fire Watergate prosecutor Archibald Cox, who was a Kennedy family friend and served as Solicitor General in the JFK administration. Kennedy pushed to have Cox appointed as special prosecutor to get Nixon. In addition, Bork, as Solicitor General, defeated the lawsuits brought by the ACLU and others to stop the 1973 bombing in Cambodia. Justice Douglas upheld a district judge's decision to order the Pentagon to stop bombing Cambodia. Bork persuaded the Supreme Court to reverse the order, which was a clear violation of the separation of powers. The Democrats want judges to tell the Pentagon how to run a war and tell the president how to run immigration policy. This leftist rage reached its full bloom with the false charges against Kavanaugh of attempted rape and gang rape. I doubt that any rational person, even the Dems on the Judiciary Committee, believes that Kavanaugh attempted to rape Christine Blasey Ford or that he was involved in gang rapes. They announced their opposition to Kavanaugh minutes after he was nominated by President Trump. They demanded a seventh FBI investigation, which produced the same results as the first six FBI investigations. Kavanaugh squeaky clean and innocent of the charges. But there are numerous examples of how these leftists view you who do not agree with them. Hillary Clinton asked why she wasn't leading by 50 points as if everyone should agree with her. She called the voters who opposed her deplorables. Obama said Americans who opposed him are bitter and cling to guns and religion. What is this explanation for these leftists, for this blind hatred by the leftists anyway, for those who disagree with them? They cannot accept that Americans voted to elect Trump instead of the poster girl of the left, Hillary. Who are we, the voters, to disagree with the left's choice for president? We had a preview in the 2000 election, which the Democrats fought the Bush election, and, you know, they fought it in the courts and constantly referred to Bush as selected, not elected. But the election, because he was definitely elected, President Trump sent the leftists over the edge. The culture reflects this division. Trump and his supporters criticized Colin Kaepernick for kneeling during our national anthem. Hollywood, instead of making enjoyable, watchable movies, trots out has-beens like Robert De Niro, who foams at the mouth while swearing about President Trump. And this is what happens when De Niro has to read and write his own lines instead of reading lines written by Mario Puzo. Rob the Meathead Reiner criticizes Trump or De Niro's rants, not because they were wrong, but because such rants helped Trump and his voters. On a personal note, I see a lot of people referring to, especially in the comments. I mean, the comment section of any article online is really interesting. Really interesting. I see them referring to Trump as Hitler and a dictator, as if we live in Venezuela or North Korea. By people who are really economically well off. Americans that have 401ks have seen them increase 40% under Trump. But these people that are making these claims cannot see the absurdity of claiming that we live under a dictator comparable to Hitler when they, Hollywood, the Democrats, the media, are free to constantly criticize and attack Trump. If he was a dictator, they would all be dead. Or making little rocks out of big rocks. Or digging a ditch. It seems the rational part of their brains, or what is left of them, shuts down the thought of a President Donald Trump. The problem here is this. And, you know, for everybody, I know everybody's being sort of, I don't know if this, how should I put it, this cautionary note is as warranted as everybody seems to think it is. I think the Democrats really messed up here. I think there was maybe a slight chance, but I mean, all of the things that they're telegraphing, how can America possibly want that? How would America possibly vote for that? If they've energized their base, where? In California, are we worried about having California politicians in certain, do we need them? I know there's a few noteworthy people, but do we need them? The blue states are going to produce these totalitarians. That's where they come from. Their population centers are, in the case of New Jersey, I'm not even really sure what I would call that, but the big overriding problem here is that the bottom line is that the Democratic Party has been taken over by totalitarian leftists who do not accept President Trump as president. All the while we were hearing about the blue wall and how the electoral victory was assured, and then when it was lost electorally, then the electoral college was needed to be trashed. Up until about 8 p.m. that night, it was going to be an electoral landslide, but no, when it turned out not to be, then they had to go. What is this happening? Yeah, we're getting rid of that right now. So, the worst part of this is they view us, the people that voted for Trump, as enemies, not as Republicans, not as people who they just disagree with, but as enemies. It's a little worrying. A little worrying, but not that much. But anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Coming from the desk of David Kodria, we have this coming from Vox. Vox magazine. The Florence, South Carolina shooting shows America's gun problem hurts police too. This coming from a Thursday hit piece on the right to keep and bear arms at Vox. If you're worried about police getting killed in the line of duty, look at America's easy access to guns. Oh, really? They continue on. Police officers in America may be uniquely susceptible to shootings relative to other developed nations due to the U.S.'s abundance of guns. So the explanation goes. But in America, they may be more likely to run into a person who is armed and could open fire. So these kinds of deadly incidents may happen more often. So I guess the founders were wrong when they, you know, about that part where it was necessary to the security of a free state. And the Bill of Rights needs to defer to making sure government enforcers are the ones protected. But what's curious here is they will the same progressives will then turn around and decry police racism and shootings of people of color. If you really believe that, taking the position they should be the only ones armed seems like a major cognitive dissonance bordering on a complete breakdown of reality. As far as running into a person who is armed and could open fire, if they're law-abiding, then statistically you're in more danger if that person has a badge. If they're criminals, which the ones that would open fire are, then what short of total citizen disarmament does Vox have in mind? But I know what you're saying, and I agree with you. You know, based upon what they advocate, that's pretty much it. That's what they're advocating for. Never mind that it wouldn't work and would result in many more deaths and open the door to nightmare dystopian scenarios. But Vox, Sure sounds like they're basing their opinion on science when it refers to developed nations as the ultimate benchmark for demonstrating how barbaric our gun laws are when compared to the rest of the world, which also no doubt explains why so many from there want to come here badly enough to break our laws to do it. They have these charts that they use to prove their point, a breakthrough analysis by researchers at UC Berkeley. And, you know, if there's ever been anybody objective before, it would be UC Berkeley. Illustrated by rates of crime and homicides in 15 industrialized countries. By adding that arbitrary qualifier to the comparison of international homicide rates, the gun-hating statisticians can omit or include countries as they see fit to support whatever conclusions they aim to reach. And this is not the first time that Vox has pulled this particular stunt. Now, when you're looking at these things, you'll see some curious things like how Russia and Mexico are listed, both with more restrictive gun laws and higher violent crime than the U.S. Whether you consult with the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, or the CIA factbook, they both have a larger GDP than some of the nations that qualify as developed when it suits gun grabber purposes. Also rated above many countries in terms of economic complexity, Mexico includes cars, computers, video displays, and delivery trucks among its top exports. They boast a literacy rate of 93.4%. And somebody had better tell Vladimir Putin that third world jerkwater he rules over has no business exporting rocket engines to the U.S., as we have recently seen. Threatening us more developed people with an invincible intercontinental cruise missile and a nuclear torpedo that could outsmart all American defenses. How were these primitives able to cheat Hillary out of the presidency and throw the election to Trump? Unless those dastardly progressives are lying about that one, too. What Vox and the gun grabbers are counting on is that most reporters are too biased and lazy to dig into the numbers, or heaven forbid, to challenge them. And that way, most readers and viewers will absorb enough of the narrative talking point to repeat that view as if it's settled science. Only an uncivilized extremist would doubt. Or in my case, it would be me that would doubt it. I'm going to be reaching out to Cole Lelou tomorrow from Spike Tactical, because they got visited the other day. They got visited by Fifth Third Bank. I'd never heard of them. When did they become a thing? I guess they must be a thing because they're pretty big. But they visited Spike Tactical last Tuesday to inform them that the bank was discreetly planning to exit the banking sector for gun-related businesses. They saw Angela Register, who I've never had the pleasure of speaking with there, and the bank representative informed her and their chief financial officer that their business line of credit would not be renewed and encouraged them to find a new bank to hold their accounts, even mentioning that their commercial mortgage should be transferred or it could be potentially be called early. Ms. Register said, "This is frightening because yet again we're continuing to see the Second Amendment under attack in more and more places. And it also seems completely hypocritical that institutions which have been and continue to be protected by guns are now attacking the very industry that is often their first line of defense." Fifth Third Bank, which according to Forbes is one of the largest banking institutions in the U.S., why am I the one under the rock and I've never heard of them? I don't get it. But they have now apparently joined a growing list of banks which are choosing to no longer do business with firearms manufacturers, like Bank of America and Citigroup, when they announced they would also begin restricting their business dealings with gun-related companies. So as a result of the decision made by Fifth Third, Spikes is now looking for a new bank to help them manage their multi-million dollar yearly revenue. In addition to looking for things for their website and their online store that have been put in jeopardy by Shopify. Companies like YouTube, Facebook, Shopify, Google, Walmart, and Dick's Sporting Goods have all made recent moves to restrict or prohibit gun-related businesses. And, you know, that bothers me because it's a legal business. I mean, it's an enumerated, confirmed right to defend yourself. And having guns to do that is also. But anyway. Register, Ms. Register said, we understand that the gun industry is not a protected class and that banks and other businesses can choose to not do business with us. But we also believe that customers should know if that vendor has decided to enter the political arena and they've taken a stand against guns. Good point. Additionally, this is yet another example that the market is beginning to look highly lucrative for companies to emerge that will solely support the gun industry, which is estimated at $51 billion per year and employs more than 300,000 people in the U.S. That is a beautiful point that she makes because of this. This will continue until something does step up like she's, you know, foreseeing. And that will be a wake-up call for all of these other banks. But I don't know where that's going to come from or how that's going to come from. And all of these other things, it's like I need to get John Stokes back in. We need to talk to him as well. And I wonder who's working on this stuff for us. I wonder who's working on this stuff for us, because I know somebody is. I know somebody has to be. Nobody's going to let this kind of money go into the vacuum. No. Not at all. No. So, we've got hour number three coming up, where we will continue on now with the rant. It's just going to be the rant. That's coming up next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.